Okay, let's say the Serenity Prayer one more time, because I need it again. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I will not mind be done. Welcome to the 17th annual O.A. Howe Retreat. Really glad you're here. There's, I think, about 75 of us today. So we tried something new this year, an option called brown baggers, so people could come for the day and bring their own lunch and pay less. So that seems to be something people like. So I hope we will continue to do that. Let's see. I want to welcome you. And this is your retreat, and we're going to be doing some exercises, not physical exercises, but some activities that will help you get to know yourself more and some of your needs. And also, you know, it's a fine balance between taking care of your own needs and then being of service. And ultimately, my opinion, why I'm recovering is so that I can really be of ultimate service, but not at my own expense. So we, you know, in our literature it says we give what we can when we can, and we have to fill our own cups first before we can give sips to other people. Anyway. Thank you, God. So, a few announcements for who hasn't been here before to this retreat center. Well, welcome. Welcome. It's a beautiful retreat center. The staff here are wonderful. If you have a need, why don't you talk to me about it, and I'll make sure that that you get your needs taken care of in terms of the accommodations and the hospitality that they offer. The bathrooms, there's a set of bathrooms just off to the left, down the hall. There's water in a, I don't know what you call it, it's like a container with ice in it that you're welcome. Everyone is welcome to the water, the tea, the coffee, the decaf, and the fruit. So make yourself at home. So that's kind of some housekeeping things. The parking right in front of the cabins is for unloading and loading only and for disabled parking. Everyone else should be parking in the back lot. So if you're parked out in front of the cabins, when you get a chance, just move your car to the back. So I have some announcements. Let's see. We've gotten raffle baskets and raffle items donated from lots of different groups and people. So Connie, why don't you stand up and have everybody, that's Connie. And who else is going to be selling tickets, Connie?
Lisa will be helping.
Why don't you stand up, Lisa?
People helping too. If anybody would like to do service, please come to me. We just need backups.
And how much are the tickets?
They're a dollar ticket.
Great. Everyone who came in should have filled out an orange card. We're going to use that information to help us plan for our breakout sessions later this afternoon. So if you haven't had a chance to do that, please fill it out and put it in the box over by the registration area. There you go.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, the next thing is, everyone should have gotten a green handout, and or brought those from, you can just remember what I did from last night. So we're just going to do a little recap of the triangle. So the theme for the retreat is unity, recovery, and service. And it's the three sides of the triangle.
Unity, recovery, service.
People who took my big book study know all about this, because I used to always harp about the three sides of the triangle. You have to work all three sides. And that is the truth. To work a full program to really get the recovery that we need, my opinion is that we need all three sides of the triangle. And the first side around unity is fellowship. It's found in fellowship. And fellowship is having a home meeting. It's having a service position there, going to the business meetings and being part of the group conscience. It's about being known and getting to know others. And unity treats our bodies, our physical recovery, because it brings us out of isolation. And unity encompasses the 12 traditions. We learn how to be in community with one another. The second part of the triangle is recovery. And it's found in the first 164 pages of the big book. It's the 12 steps. It's also about getting a sponsor and following instructions. Surrender. It's about surrender and working the steps. And it treats our mind, because, you know, part of this disease is the compulsion of it's the obsession of the mind. We don't get cured. There's no cure for this disease, but we can arrest it, and we do that by working the steps. And using the rest of the tools too, but the solution really is in the steps, the 12 steps. And then the final area is service, and it's around carrying the message and being of service. So it's making, it's sponsoring others. So it's sharing what you have, even if you have just a little, sharing with one another, working with others. You know, Dr. Bob's prescription was trust God, clean house, and work with others. And working with others is an important part of the program. We can't keep it unless we give it away. In my sponsees, you know, in the morning sometimes, I hear myself saying to them things that I really needed to hear. And they tell me things back that I need to hear. So it's really a wonderful tool. Making outreach calls, calling people and being of service. How are you? Asking, how are you? And really just listening. So when we work all three sides of the triangle, we can become whole. And we are recovered, just like the first 100 who wrote this book, the book of Alcoholics Anonymous, which we pattern our program after. We all can be recovered. So, three sides of the triangle, unity, recovery, and service. We're going to spend time on each of those areas today and tomorrow. So welcome, and I hope you hear something that really helps you today. Okay, so part of unity, you know, is fellowship. As I was thinking about what we were going to do this weekend, I was reminded by somebody that another part of fellowship is the relationship that we have with ourselves, our fellowship with ourselves. But before you can truly be in relationship with others, you need to have a relationship with yourself, to be in relationship with yourself. And, you know, I think back on my 16 years in OA, and I didn't have any idea when I first came in the rooms what I was feeling. And actually, I didn't want to know. I blocked it with food, with alcohol, with work, buying things. I didn't want to feel, because it was too much. It felt like too much. And, you know, it can be without a higher power and without a program. Part of being in relationship with yourself is knowing. Knowing, inner knowing, intuition, And, you know, some might wonder if that might be a higher power. For some of us, it is. And an important part of that knowing is knowing what you're feeling, knowing what you need. Not in a selfish way, but from an inner knowing. The food and the things we use block us off from our inner knowing. So today, we're going to have a number of different kinds of ways to get to know ourselves better and what we need right now. So with that in mind, I want you to take out your rock, the rock that you picked, the rock that called to you. So you already started using your intuition to pick a rock. And so just put the rock in your hand and feel it in your hand. Put your feet on the floor and feel your feet on the floor. I'm going to do an activity that just will help you hopefully get here in body, in mind, and in spirit. And I don't know about you, but I would leave my body all the time. You know, I was kind of here from the neck up. And so we're going to practice being here in body, mind, and spirit. And so sometimes holding on to something can help you kind of anchor yourself. For me, sometimes putting my feet on the floor and feeling my feet on the floor, taking my shoes off and really feeling the floor beneath my toes, my feet. So I just want you to really get here. We're just going to do a little exercise right now, so bear with me. This is going to be a time where you can just kind of connect with yourself around why you're here and what you need. So just a little meditation, okay? So just start by breathing in and out. Just get in your seat, get comfortable, and breathe in and out. And it's good to take some deep breaths in. So maybe breathe in, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and out. 3, 4, 5, 6. So just breathe in and out. Can let go of all the worries of the world outside of the retreat. We're going to spend a couple of minutes just reflecting on what it is that we each need right now for this day, if you're a commuter, or for the rest of the weekend, if you're an overnighter. Breathe in, recovery and light and life. Breathe that in. And breathe out stress. Breathe out expectations. Breathe out judgments. Come home into your body. Come home to yourself. Just be with yourself here in the quiet to reflect on what you're feeling right now. Are you anxious? Are you worried? Are you fearful, excited, happy? How are you feeling right now? Just name it. There's no right or wrong in this. And maybe you're not feeling much. Maybe you're a little numb. Or maybe you don't have the words for how you're feeling. That's all okay. Just keep checking in with yourself throughout the day, throughout the weekend, and just notice your feelings. Be in touch with yourself. Now, I want you to reflect on what you need for the day or the weekend. What is it? What do you need for yourself at this retreat? I want you to consider two things. One, what do you need for your body, mind, and spirit's health and well-being? And two, what do you need for your recovery from this disease of overeating, purging, restricting, or whatever form your illness takes? So what do you need for your body, mind, and spirit? And what do you need for your recovery? So I'm going to give you 2 minutes to just sit with yourself and the sacred here in this beautiful area in the foothills of the Cascades to think about those two things. 2 minutes, and I'll call you back after 2 minutes. Silently make an intention about meeting these needs that you've identified today or over the weekend. Put into words what it is that you are going to do, what actions you're going to take to meet your needs that you came up with in this exercise. Just say silently to yourself how you intend to fulfill those needs for yourself. Now pull out the river rock if you put it in your pocket, or if it's still in your hand, touch it. And when you touch it, you'll be reminded about this intention to meet your needs. It can be a little touchstone with yourself about what you need and how you intend to meet those needs. So when you're ready, open your eyes, come back to the room. So I'm going to give you 5 minutes. I want you to stand up. Everyone stand up. Put your coffee cups down. In your rows, I want you to stand up and just gather to the side or out in the hallway. And I just want you to, so in rows, this row is going to be one little group. That row is going to be one little group. Each row is going to be a little group. You can go into the dining room, but I want you to share with your little group what that exercise was like. Everybody gets a chance to share, and I'm going to call you back in 5 minutes. Okay? So share what that exercise was like and what your intentions are.